The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In 1961, Russia's Yuri Gagarin became the first person in space. In June of 1963, Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman in space. But in the 60-plus years since then, none of our Irish citizenry has ever made it into space. That is, until now. It was announced yesterday that Dr. Nora Patton will become the first Irish person in space. And Nora's on the line. Nora, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. It's not as if your interest in space began latterly. You've been fascinated by space all your life.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say the reaction to the announcement yesterday has just been phenomenal. I have so many messages that I have to get back to, but just to say thanks to everyone who's reached out. It's been such a positive experience announcing the flight. I mean, most people who've been following my journey know that this is not something that has happened overnight. I've been paving this path since I was a young girl growing up in the west of Ireland. And I'm just so, so excited to share the news and to share everything that comes in the next few years.
Yes. So what prompted that interest when you were a young girl?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate to go to visit NASA over in Cleveland. We were on a family holiday. My aunt, my mom's sister lives there. My dad has family there. We just went on a family holiday and went to visit NASA while we were there. And really since then, that was kind of the spark of space interest. My junior cert art project was rockets, astronauts, and so lovely. Yesterday, I actually got a message off my art teacher, Mr. McDonough, a really lovely message to say he never doubted that this day would come. And I progressed then after secondary school to do aeronautical engineering in the University of Limerick, followed by my PhD, followed by the International Space University in 2010, and stayed part of their faculty and staff for a long number of years. And then in 2017, I joined IIAS, so that's the International Institute for Astronautical Sciences. That's my research institute, and that has absolutely been the catalyst and the making of the space flight.
Okay, now you will have to work when you're on the space flight. I mean, it is a research flight, and you're going on Virgin Galactic. Now, what kind of a craft will you be aboard?
Absolutely, yes. So I'll be flying as a payload specialist on this research mission with Virgin Galactic. So it's a same day suborbital space flight, meaning that you fly into space, but you don't orbit the Earth. And I'll be tasked with operating experiments in space, and we'll be taking a whole range of experiments on board. And I think that the lovely thing is that we'll be able to advance and evolve the research that was done last year on IIAS's inaugural space flight, where Kelly Girardi flew as a payload specialist with Virgin Galactic. And that was a very successful flight. We'll be able to take all of the learnings and outputs from that and really progress what's been done.
How long will you be up there?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, it's a same day suborbital where the entire flight profile from takeoff to landing is less than 2 hours. But we'll be using every single moment of that to maximize the science.
So tell me about how the Virgin Galactic craft is launched. Are you piggybacking on a plane, first of all?
Yeah, so I suppose when people think of a launch, they often think of your traditional vertical takeoff rocket. With Virgin Galactic, it has a mothership, and that mothership carries the spacecraft, which is as you say, it's on the mothership, and then it's taken up to the drop altitude where it's released, and the rocket motor fires, and then the spacecraft travels into space.
Yeah, and it'll be a brand new craft, won't it? They retired the other one?
That's correct. So I was actually over in New Mexico just a few weeks ago for the final commercial flight of Unity, and Just an amazing experience to be there, to be on site, to see the whole process of the launch and what it's like. An incredible facility. And Virgin Galactic are transitioning over to their new generation of spacecraft, which are called Delta. And our mission, our spaceflight research mission, is anticipated to take place within the first 12 months of Delta commercial services. And at the moment, that remains on track to begin commercial service in 2026.
Now, when we watch the movies and we see astronauts training for a space mission, they're being dumped into swimming pools to simulate weightlessness. They're subjected to massive G-forces by spinning them around. Do you have to do any of that kind of training at all for your mission?
I've already done a lot of programs with IIAS, my research institute. On this research mission, I'll be flying with two other researchers. And I've had an opportunity to fly multiple microgravity research flights with Shauna and Kelly. And they're done in collaboration with the National Research Council over in Canada. I've also done the Dunker training over in the US. That's where you're strapped into a mock-up of a helicopter, five-point harness, submerged under the water, flipped over, and you're taught how to egress the vehicle, the mock-up, safely and calmly. So we've done an awful lot of preparation already. And between now and our space flight, we'll be doing more microgravity research flights as a crew, mapping out who's doing what, the choreography, to, as I say, absolutely maximise every single moment of the flight.
All right. So you mentioned microgravity. That means you have been effectively weightless before.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've had an opportunity to fly as a researcher on one of these weightless flights. Those flights, we've tested many different types of payloads, including fluid cells. And I can tell you, it's such a truly unique experience to fly a fluid cell and see how the liquid moves and reacts and behaves in the microgravity environment. So it's a really, really unique experience.
Well, it's going to be very exciting for you and for all of us who'll try to keep track of what you're at. You're a very inspirational person. I want to read you something. We first met Nora when my daughter Orla did a project in second class on her favourite astronaut. We travelled from Meath to Limerick for her book launch. We met her again when Jack did his project on Nora and met her at the launch of her next book in Explorium. Just last week, Billy finished his space project and again, Nora was a massive part of it. Nora, you've been such an inspiration, not
That's
only
so
to
nice.
My children,
Thank you so much.
But to so many all over Ireland. So proud to have met you. That's from Christina. So there you are.
That's so lovely. That's so lovely. I'm in the process of setting up a PO box number so kids can write me letters. Absolutely, I'd be sharing as much as I possibly can on all my social media channels, Space Nora. So for people listening, follow along and I'll keep you updated with all the progress.
All right. Space Nora, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Nora Patton, aeronautical engineer and soon to be the first Irish person in space.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.